So I first became in with Iditarod because I worked with local TV stations in Anchorage, and at the time the official TV station that I worked for was the official station of Iditarod before they took over the media production. And so I was one of the camera guys that went out on the trail and jumped hopscotch from checkpoint to checkpoint and, you know, just videotaped the dogs as they went by and interviewed the mushers as they were working their way up the trail. And just, I've always loved being out on the trail. It's just a great adventure. Having either flown the entire trail or gone on snow machine the entire trail, it's just been a blast. I've always loved to be out here. Haven't always got to get out here just due to circumstances, but when I get out here, I've always enjoyed it. I'm here today working with the Insider crew, primarily Terry Burge. I've worked with for years, and he's one of the main people that's been involved with Iditarod. He's been out here 30-something years, and so been working with him and coming out and working on things. So this trip, I was doing the gaffing, which was lighting the chute, and then also wrangling some of the other video and audio media. And also we're bringing the camera guy that was shooting the dog teams as they came down Front Street, so was involved in that with this particular trip. But I've always been involved in the media video production aspect in some way or another. So one of my memorable experiences was early on, I like to jokingly say I let Martin Boozer win. We were in Caltag, and there was a lot of people resting there, and everybody kind of went to bed, and I was wandering around without my camera, big mistake, and I saw Martin starting to sneakily getting ready to go, and so I go, oh, you're leaving, I got to get my camera and get you leaving. He goes, no, people will see you, you can't let them see you, grab your camera, run out here, they'll all come out here. So I had to go into the main lodge where everybody was passed out, and just, fortunately, my camera was by the door, and just pretend like I was going to rest like everybody else was. So I went in there, and I just sat there, and I had my one eye half open, and it was surprising how many mushers were keeping their eye on me because they knew I was part of the media, and I had to watch them as they all kind of backed, drifted off to sleep before I gently grabbed my camera and snuck out the door, and I got Martin's tail end leaving town out of Caltag to Unicleat, and that's where he made his big break and he won in that year. So that was a memorable and fun experience. So what in life I know is for sure, well, nothing's guaranteed. I mean, I love being out here, but I don't always get to come. But when I do, I love it. I enjoy every minute of it, even if I'm freezing my patooties off. So, you know, I've been out of Cripple. When we pulled into Cripple, it was 68 below, and we know it was at least 10 degrees colder in some spots before we got there. You know, I'd be wearing every piece of clothing I had on and had the heat on my handles of the snow machine and didn't think they were on till I turned them off and realized, yeah, they were on. So you just learn that life's what it is. It's short, it's fun, it's what you make of it. Okay. Are you done with that? I'm sorry.